Hello and welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business and economic issues affecting Mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, a jump in home sales in Mid-Missouri. We'll tell you more about the phenomenon. But first, compared to the rest of the country, Columbia's economy is pretty good. Unemployment's well below the national average. But the numbers can also tell a different story, one where big changes are already underway. Manufacturing continues to trend downward, and budget deficits for the state and for the higher education system raise questions about the future of economic growth in Columbia. Out of this, a small but active tech industry is forming, and the potential's huge. One thing stopping them right now, though, is the need for tech talent. Scott Pham has the story.
Last year, in the calendar year of 2011, we basically doubled in size from about 350 employees, about 700 employees, and we had over 8,000 people apply for jobs in that year. It was pretty crazy.
That's Gary Lee, Chief Technology Officer for Veterans United Home Loans. The company helps vets across the country get mortgages, mostly through its website. The company's been hiring at a breakneck pace, and it's Lee's job to make those hires. But he's got a problem, and it's the same one a lot of startups are having. You can't find the right programmers.
The thing is with all these startups, they're trying to, a lot of times utilize newer technologies. And yeah, there is a shortage of that because none of that stuff's taught in school. If they wanted, programmers in, C++, what the university's turning out, then they could find them.
We cannot make our students experts at everything.
That's Dale Musser. He heads up MU's IT program. He knows that to work for a tech startup or build your own, a programmer usually needs to know the more modern, trendy languages, the languages that power web-based applications and mobile apps.
And companies would like us to specifically train our students to do the thing they want, but then that's a very narrow niche. So generally in education, we don't try to train. It's an education. It's a lifetime career. It's development throughout your life with whatever technologies are in front of you, whatever the needs of the companies are. And the education you get gives you the basis for doing that.
Most MU IT grads don't leave the state, but they don't really stay in Columbia either. A good many end up in big companies like Cerner in Kansas City or AT&T's regional headquarters in St. Louis. Their more fundamental education served them well there. Programmers that want to work for a startup are going to have to keep learning well after they get their degree.
Yeah, I'm Dave Oster, and I am the... What's my position again?
You can forgive Oster for forgetting his exact title. He's the chief technology officer for a company called Rockupied. It's less than a year old, and he and his two co-founders share a lot of duties and roles. It's a young company, and these are young founders. Two of them are still enrolled at the University of Missouri, though they plan to go full-time with Rockupied once Oster graduates in January.
I originally was a journalism major, but I found out I hated it. I switched to IT, and then I eventually learned how to develop and do all the stuff we do at Rockupied.
Rockupied makes video games for iPhones and iPads. They've got office space in Museo, the shared workspace run by the entrepreneurship group, the League of Innovators.
I taught myself pretty much everything I know. The school, like, the things they teach you is not, a lot of it isn't relevant right now. Like, you'll learn a lot of basic languages and like the basics of programming, but if you want to do anything where the money is, like iOS, or kind of have to learn that on your own.
Using books and YouTube videos, Oster taught himself whole new programming languages so that he could build an Apple's mobile operating system. Someone like Oster, someone who's willing to both educate himself and to stay in Columbia with those valuable skills, seems a hard person to find. Heidi Furman, director of Museo, thinks that the problem is not necessarily about creating the right programmer right out of school. She thinks it's about awareness, about letting programmers know that there's a use for their skills and a community willing to foster them.
I mean, we have work here for people, but we just need to get them connected now. Instead of seeing the opportunities as being only in the bigger cities, that there are things that are happening here, and that Columbia is really flourishing as an entrepreneurial community and becoming more increasingly known as a techie city as well.
Furman and the League of Innovators are planning an event that they hope will attract programmers to the startup community and educate them about the opportunities here. They're calling it Hack for Good.
It's an event that's focused on building projects that are benefiting the community. We have a project for the United Way, for the city bus system to help them keep improving their bus system, and then for Startup Como, which is kind of wants to be a database for information for entrepreneurship and development groups in the community.
In just 12 hours, programmers will build something that connects people to these organizations, like a phone app that better serves up city bus routes, or software that connects people to volunteer opportunities in United Way. This is a way for programmers to showcase skills they might not have a chance to use in school or their current jobs. Played right, they could see tangible benefits beyond that one night.
Especially with the city bus app system, if the city likes the way that people are building a project, then they can bring them on in a longer-term relationship.
Whether a job comes out of this or not is not really the point. For the League of Innovators, it's about nurturing an entrepreneurial community that will continue to grow. For KBIA, I'm Scott Pham.
That Hack for Good event is happening this Friday. It starts at 6 o'clock at night at Museo on Buttonwood Drive, and it'll last literally all night. The plan is to wrap up around 6 the next morning. Boone County home sales are up so far this year. KBIA's Julia Manning has more about some of the possible reasons for the jump in sales.
The Columbia Board of Realtors Boone County home sales statistics for May show a turn in the housing market. Home sales in Boone County increased 35% when compared to May of last year and 15% compared to April of this year. Board Treasurer Becky Sterling says record low interest rates play a role, but she thinks the biggest factor in the spike is buyers getting past their fears.
I mean, there's not a better time to buy. If you're in good shape with credit and you've got any money at all down and you have stable incomes, I don't see how it could get better than what it is right now.
Sterling says first-time buyers who stepped back from the market after lending tightened up last year are the biggest contributors to the May purchasing surge. She also says banks are recovering, making it easier to get a loan. The Columbia Board of Realtors statistics show 892 home sales in Boone County this year compared to 684 at this time last year. Julia Manning, KBIA News.
Meantime, the Jefferson City Board of Realtors is reporting a 22% increase in May compared to May of last year. A realtor there points to second-time buyers who have upgraded their homes, as the average sale price for a home there jumped by more than $15,000 this May compared to last. That's this week's Business Beat. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.